Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we want to hear from you about the smells of your childhood, what they were, and what they remind you of. First, the city of Milwaukee has reached a tentative deal with the ACLU of Wisconsin over a lawsuit that accuses police of unfairly targeting minorities via stop and frisk. According to the suit, police were frequently stopping minorities without cause or suspicion. Some researchers found disparities to be more than 6 times higher for African Americans than for whites. After the suit was filed early last year, the lead plaintiff in the case, Charles Collins, a black man who said he was pulled over in 2014 without explanation, said stop and frisk has made him nervous.
I've gotten to a point where I'm always looking over my shoulders, you know. There's an anxiety in me.
Cornell Law School refers to stop and frisk as a brief, non-intrusive police stop of a suspect, but they must have a reasonable suspicion that a crime either has been, is being, or is about to be committed by the suspect. If so, police can give a quick pat-down of the subject's outer clothing. Former Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn denied his department even used stop and frisk.
I'm going to take this opportunity to categorically and unequivocally reject the base of the assertions made by the ACLU.
The settlement is worth $1.9 million. It also orders the Milwaukee Police Department and the Fire and Police Commission to change its use of stop and frisk and improve data collection. Here to explain what that all means is Ashley Luthern, the public safety reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She covered yesterday's settlement agreement between the city and the ACLU. Ashley, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
This lawsuit dates back to February of last year. What exactly did the ACLU accuse the Milwaukee Police Department of doing?
Well, it was a class action civil rights lawsuit alleging that the Milwaukee Police Department engaged in stop and frisk practices that specifically targeted African American and Latino pedestrians and drivers in the city.
And what did they base that on? What kind of data did they have to back up their argument?
So they based that on traffic stop data, pedestrian stop data, as well as what percentage were searched after those stops or frisked in the common, you know, it's often referred to as stop and frisk as well. And so they were arguing that officers were routinely doing these, what they believe to be illegal stops in neighborhoods that were disproportionately affecting African American and Latino residents. And kind of because of that, they brought forward this lawsuit and they gathered more data as part of it, got experts to weigh in, and that kind of led to where we are now with this tentative settlement.
So these allegations occurred while Ed Flynn was running the police department in Milwaukee. He has since retired, and the city filed a motion to try to dismiss the suit, given that he's no longer there. They referred to him, I believe, as the chief architect of these policies. What was Flynn's response to the accusations when he was in office?
So when Chief Flynn was here, he vigorously defended the department. He denied that the department practiced stop and frisk, and he defended these high-volume traffic stops as an effective way of reducing non-fatal shootings, robberies, and car thefts. You know, he's saying you're seeing these disproportionate numbers because we're going where crime is occurring. You know, the community demands that we address crime, so we are going to those areas. He had a very similar response back, I believe, in I forget the exact year, forgive me, but the Journal Sentinel, before I started working here, did its own analysis of traffic stops and found that they were disproportionately affecting minority residents in the city.
And how disproportionate are we finding these stops are? I mean, is it, you know, it's 10% more than it would be if it was just by population, or, you know, 100% or 200% more? What's the gravity of the situation?
So a Journal Sentinel analysis, which is cited in the ACLU lawsuit that was back in 2011, it found that Milwaukee's disparities were larger than other big city areas. So it was 3.9 for African Americans and 2.1 for Latinos, and that means that they were almost, you know, African American drivers or pedestrians were almost 4 times as likely to be stopped as white residents in the city.
So, as we said, Ashley, yesterday a city committee approved a $1.9 million settlement that still needs approval from the full city council and Mayor Tom Barrett. What does that settlement entail?
The settlement entails a monetary amount, $1.9 million, that goes towards the court costs and plaintiff's attorney's fees, the cost of expert witnesses and depositions that have already occurred as part of this lawsuit. But the settlement also includes a five-year consent decree that requires the Milwaukee Police Department and the city's Fire and Police Commission, which is the civilian oversight board, to reform the stop and search practices and, you know, improve their training, improve their data collection on this issue, and, you know, undergo new policies. And there's going to be a consultant who's already been hired, at least is a consultant has been proposed as part of this settlement, who will monitor this and issue regular reports that says how the department is doing towards reducing these disparities. You know, the city's aldermen, or at least one of them, was quick to point out that there was no finding of wrongdoing or admitting of wrongdoing as part of this settlement agreement that's been proposed, but that there wasn't a 100% clean bill of health either. That was how Alderman Bob Bauman put it in an interview yesterday.
And just to be clear, Ashley, it sounds like none of this settlement will go directly to people who were affected by the stop and frisk policies, who were stopped themselves. There were a couple cases that you talked about in your article where, you know, people were pretty deeply affected by being stopped, but no money is going directly to them.
Correct. I mean, the lawsuit itself did not seek damages. I mean, I think the real goal here was to change how the Milwaukee Police Department does business in the city.
We're talking with Ashley Lutheran right now. She's the public safety reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking with her about the settlement reached, tentative settlement for now, between the city of Milwaukee and the ACLU over the Milwaukee Police Department's use of stop and frisk. So the committee approved the settlement. What was the general attitude of the committee members towards taking the step?
So I will be honest, I had to follow up this story late yesterday evening, so I was not present for the committee, but I spoke to the chairman, Alderman Mark Borkowski, late last night, and he said, you know, there's a lot of frustration from council members because they continue to, you know, have these proposed settlements go before them related to police misconduct, but that ultimately they felt like it was important for the city to move forward, that there were important reforms attached to this, and that, you know, both he and Alderman Bauman said that they were assured that that $1.9 million, you know, is an accurate representation of the costs that are owed. And so, as Alderman Borkowski said, you know, it's up to the city now to make things right and go forward, and hopefully we'll never have a situation like this again, is what he told me last night.
And it sounds, too, like if that consultant that's being brought in to kind of monitor what progress is being made, if that consultant's fees starts getting to be higher than was expected, then the city can actually kind of go back and ask for some relief for that.
Indeed. Alderman Bauman pointed out that this five-year consent agreement will remain under the jurisdiction of the federal court, so that if the city does have some concerns or they feel like there are some exorbitant fees, because the dollar amount right now is unknown, the city will have to pay for that consultant. They can go back to federal court and ask for a consideration of that and try to get the cost reduced.
As we mentioned, the city council and Mayor Barrett are needed to sign off on the settlement to make it put it into place. What's your sense of the likelihood that that will go through without any problems?
I think it will go through without any problems. Some of the most outspoken opponents of these settlements in the past include people like Alderman Borkowski, and he, as well as the other members of his committee, they passed it on a 5-0 vote, so it was unanimous. I think that signals that they realize this is as good of a resolution, I think, as they could have hoped for in the sense of a wide-ranging class action civil rights lawsuit.
Last fall, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that police misconduct had cost city taxpayers at least $17 million in legal settlements since 2015. Actually, $21 million if you factor in interest along with fees to outside attorneys. That seems like that must have had a pretty big impact on the department's budget.
So it's not coming out of the police department's budget. That's another point that has been debated and discussed at the common council level. Often the city sets aside only $1.5 million to settle all lawsuits, so whether it's police-related or whether it's related to the Department of Public Works, maybe like a snow truck hits someone's, you know, property and they have to settle a lawsuit there. And because of that, they've relied on borrowing. And it appears that that's exactly what they're going to do in this case as well.
So obviously this stop and frisk lawsuit that the ACLU filed on behalf of Black and Latino residents in Milwaukee is one aspect, but it sounds like there have been many other police misconduct issues. Are there any that are currently still working their way through the courts or might be on the horizon?
Probably the largest one that's still on the horizon is the lawsuit involving the death of Derek Williams. Mr. Williams was taken into custody, I believe it was back in 2011, and the Journal Sentinel did a lot of reporting on this. He died in the back of a squad car. He was gasping for air. None of the officers were ever criminally charged at the state or federal level, nor were they found to have done any wrongdoing at the department level. However, that civil lawsuit is proceeding through, and if that comes to a settlement or a jury trial, there's a possibility of another large payout, possibly, and that would probably be the most high-profile case that's still on the horizon. And you kind of see this coming up as, for example, in the case of Dontre Hamilton's estate, it was $2.3 million. Mm-hmm. That was the settlement. So those are kind of the monetary figures that we're seeing in recent months.
And Ashley, as we wrap up, as we noted, none of this $1.9 million settlement is going directly to people who may have been subject to stop and frisk that as the result of racial profiling. So they're not making any money off of this. But do you have a sense what it could mean for people in these communities to see this kind of settlement be reached on their behalf?
I think with any of these kinds of actions, whether we're talking about a settlement that involves a consent decree, which, again, is something that I have not seen in my 5 years here covering the Milwaukee Police Department, and other things like the federal draft report that was, halted midway, that was reviewing all aspects of the Milwaukee Police Department, I think what you really get from, what you really hear from residents in a lot of these communities is a sense of validation. Like, we've been sharing these stories and sharing these concerns for decades at this point. And so, of course, there's frustration that it takes so long for these things to be resolved or to be publicly acknowledged in this way, whether it's through a settlement, whether it's through an outside report. But I think there's some amount of feeling, vindicated by these kinds of things, And I think that moving forward, the hope is that this and other community efforts, there's so much being led by the residents of Milwaukee in terms of reforming the police department and helping decide what kind of police department they want in their neighborhoods, that I think it's a really interesting time for the city and the police department itself as they move forward.
Well, Ashley, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Ashley Lutheran is the public safety reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked with her about the settlement reached between the city of Milwaukee and the ACLU over the police department's use of stop and frisk.